hang up and try again.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hathaway?
Yeah?
This is Marty Snyder. I'm calling with...
Sorry, you're going to have to speak up a bit. I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Our executive vice president asked us to call you on a brief one-question opinion poll about the U.S. Senate secretly pushing a bill to strip the second...
Oh, I'm not the vice president. I was the secretary one time, but not of the NRA. Did you say NRA or NBA? Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused for a second.
The message only takes a minute. Here's Wayne.
Hi, this is... If you're like me, you're worried about the direction our country is heading. Our freedoms are under attack like never before. And too often, we're being lied to by the media...
Just speak up just a touch, sorry.
The same politicians who have refused to secure our borders and lock up the bad guys are attacking law-abiding gun owners like you. They want to ban your gun and rip the Second Amendment right out of the Bill of Rights. It's time to take our country back. Today, you need to...
I don't think they have a Bill of Rights for my age, do they?
If they don't fight for our freedom,
you want your best senior citizens?
They'll answer to NRA's 4 million members is only as strong as your commitment to our cause.
Is this one of them fancy-schmancy recordings?
So please hold the line, and my assistant will tell you more about what you can do.
Hello?
Thanks a lot.
Are you human?
Hello, Mr. Hathaway.
Sorry, I'm kind of confused here. I was trying to talk, but it just kept talking.
I understand, sir. That was a tape message.
What's that?
That was a tape message, sir. It was a recorded message.
A recorded message? Oh, I don't need to leave the recorded message. You called me.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hathaway, it was just a message on be recorded for you today. And my name is Jeffrey Love. I'm a member. And do you think the bureaucrats and politicians in D.C. should be able to take away our Second Amendment freedoms?
The aircraft of the politicians?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know much about the aircraft they use. Mm-hmm. I suppose it'd be for the Air Force.
Second Amendment freedoms?
Remind me one more time which one the second is.
What's that, sir?
Remind me which one the second is. The Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms? The right to, basically have a firearm?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I don't want nobody taking my firearms away from me. Especially in my age where my muscles ain't got what they used to have, but thank heaven I still got my gun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Well, Mr. Hathaway, these gun haters in the Senate are pushing for Senate Bill 34 that would give President Obama's Justice Department the authority to actually deny any American the right to own a firearm. Of course, that is the same department that also believes the Second Amendment is not an individual right, and they're secretly planning to put together an anti-gun blacklist. There are no clear details contained in the bill here telling us how or why you could actually end up on this list, losing your Second Amendment rights forever.
Are you telling me that President Obama... You're telling me he doesn't want me to have my gun?
Well, sir, I'm not really sure how they would create this list.
Because I voted for that guy, and I trusted he'd stand for my rights.
Yes, sir.
He better be. If he's not, I ain't voting for him the next time around.
Well, with this blacklist, they're gonna create this list, and then... They can put you on the list based off of just about anything. Maybe you have too many guns. Maybe you're a threat because you're a veteran. With the way the veterans are, they're coming back and they're taking their their weapons from them because they think that they could be a threat because they have combat training and whatnot. So it's pretty ridiculous with what's going on here.
Well, no, that sounds pretty frightening. I think somebody's got to do something about that there black list.
Yep, I agree. You know, there's, like I said, there are no clear details contained in the bill that tell us how or why you could actually end up on their list, losing your Second Amendment rights forever. And just imagine trying to renew something like your driver's license. The government tells you no, and then they don't even have to give you a reason why. And that's exactly what they're doing with our freedoms.
I don't want to have to show somebody my driver's license in order to hold my gun, especially since when you get to be my age, you don't always have a driver's license. Mine's been expired for about 3 years.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, that was just an example that, you know, I gave you there. But that's exactly what they're doing with our freedoms there, Mr. Hathaway. The bill already does have 10 co-sponsors and counting, and Wayne and our top-notch legal team are working day and night to combat this attack, and the NRA is enlisting in the support of freedom-loving Americans just like yourself. Well, the only reason that we're on the phone today is because we do refuse to let this government take away any law-abiding citizen's right to protect his home and to protect his family. And normally,
I feel the right to bear my gun anywhere, and I think I should be able to shoot it even in my own house as long as I'm not hurting anybody.
Yeah, well, I agree. So, Mr. Hathaway, normally 5 years of membership.
Yeah, that's right, Mabel. I can shoot it because I have rights.
Mr. Hathaway, are you still there?
What's that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hathaway. Normally, 5 years of membership will cost $175, but because this does represent such a major threat to our gun rights and our freedoms...
That's a little expensive for a gun. I only paid $35 for mine, but I have to be careful because it kind of goes off sometimes on its own, especially if I flip this little switch. No, Mabel, it's just me! I told you I was gonna get this thing out! I've got my rights! Sorry, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. And, you know, well, normally it's $175 for a membership, but today we've got that discounted all the way down to $125 for a 5-year membership. We also have a 3-year membership for $85 and 2-year membership for $60.
You know what? With my crack shot that I picked up when I was just a boy, I can shoot a mouse. I say that because I just saw one scurry by. If it goes by again, I think I'm going to take it out.
I understand. Oh, we also have...
There it is! Well, I got the tail.
So we'd have a 3-year membership for $85 and the 2-year membership for $60. And with each of these great offers, you get all the great member benefits like your choice of one of our great monthly magazines, special firearms insurance.
Does that include free ammunition for my pistol?
Unfortunately, it doesn't, sir, but yeah, maybe that
Actually, it's not really a pistol. It's more of a .44, I think they call it.
I understand. Well, you know, you get the NRA decal. You can split in your vehicle, take the discounts at the retailers and outfitters.
Oh. Fred, why do you have to keep picking that thing?
Honey, I got my rights. I'm just practicing my shots.
Don't shoot it in the house. You're going to kill somebody.
You're the only one in here, and I'm not pointing it at you. I'm trying to talk to the nice man on the phone. Sorry, my wife is trying to get on my case.
And as a special added bonus for joining at either of those levels, we'll get you out the limited edition in tactical pocket knife. Can we sign you up for one of our specials?
Say that again. I'm a little bit hard of hearing.
Can we get you signed up for one of our specials today, sir?
The specials?
Yes, sir, for one of our memberships. Did you want to sign up for an NRA membership?
Oh, I've already got a gun. In fact, I've got my rights to use it, too.
Okay, would you want to sign up for an NRA membership today?
I think I've got one.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
That's for my crack shot.
All right. If we can get your email address, I can offer you a free 6 month subscription to Lopier's,
I'm trying to go to sleep, Fred! Would you stop that?
I almost hit the target this time, Mabel. Give me a second.
Can I sign you up for those? Do you have an email?
Do I have a what?
Do you have an email address? I can sign you up for Wayne Lopier's Freedom Times newsletter and a digital copy of one of our monthly magazines. Can I sign you up for those?
Is that one of them, the computer things?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got kind of a computer. It's one that my son gave me, kind of shy. When you hold it in the sunlight, it turns on its own, and it does a lot of math. But that's all the computer I've got, and I use it for when I go shopping. But I don't go much anymore. Mostly, I send my son.
All right. So if you don't have a computer, then not a problem, sir. And, well, I do want to thank you again for taking our call today.
Watch out, Mabel! Don't get in front of the gun! You're gonna get killed!
If you put that thing away, I could maybe not get shot!
I'm not gonna shoot you if you don't step in front of the gun!
I shouldn't have to worry about stepping in front of a gun!
I have my rights. You come and talk to this man. He knows all about the rights that we have for guns.
I don't care.
Well, you come talk to him. He can get you a subscription to some magazine, I think.
Hello? Who's this?
My name's Justin, ma'am.
Are you telling my Fred that he can shoot in the house?
No, he's doing that on his own.
Because every time he talks on the phone, he starts shooting. And I'm getting sick of it.
I understand. Thank you both again. You have a great evening.
Who is this? Hello?